Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Bud Mishkin, and these are today's top local stories. One good place to be today, albeit with a lot of water and sunscreen, the beach.
I'm watching as people with smiles on their faces here at Jones Beach are walking down to the beach to claim their spots on the sand. Wow, that's like a big container of water.
Yeah, it's a big container of water. Got some watermelons, some berries, and a book.
Got it going on. Can I join in the fun over here?
Yes, you can. Come on and join us.
And many people are off today, and they had this day planned for a while, heat wave or not.
I'll be laying down, enjoying the water.
Are you off today?
I am off today.
Are you going to be drinking a lot of water or going swimming, or what are your plans?
If it gets too hot, I will dip. Yeah. Water, Malibu rum, and sandwiches.
Perfect. It sounds fun. Sophia Hall, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM at Jones Beach.
Arraignment is expected today for the suspect in last week's rape of a 13-year-old girl in Casino Park in Queens.
Christian Giovanni Ingolandi came here from Ecuador 3 years ago and is now charged with rape, robbery, kidnapping, sex abuse, menacing, unlawful imprisonment, acting in a manner injurious to a child, and criminal possession of a weapon. He's accused of tying up a boy and girl in a wooded area of Casino Park, showing a knife, and then raping the girl. The community played a big role in helping police find him. At least 10 people hanging out at a bodega in Corona recognized him from the wanted poster and put him in a headlock until police got there. He told police he had a drug problem. Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM at Queens Criminal Court.
Not really a story. Man bitten by a snake in a Brooklyn apartment in his bathtub? That's a story. Police say a man on Ocean Parkway found an 18-inch corn snake inside his bathtub. He apparently tried to pick it up and put it in the toilet. Said snake then bit his finger. Note to self, don't try to put a snake in the toilet. He put the snake back in the bathtub, called the police, and the proper authorities came and took the snake to animal care and control in Queens. If that happened to me, I would not use that bathtub for about a year. Governor Murphy is launching a clemency initiative that the governor is calling historic. It is designed to issue pardons and commutations for individuals who committed a crime that is no longer a crime, and victims of domestic or sexual violence or sex trafficking who are incarcerated for committing a crime against the perpetrator.
The bottom line is, yes, we and I are looking for individuals who have been rehabilitated or who could be giving back to their communities, but are instead being unjustly held back by our criminal justice system.
It's an executive order, and it also establishes a clemency advisory board designed to review each clemency application and make recommendations to the governor. There are many exalted names in the world of jazz. Max Roach is certainly one of them. The iconic drummer was born in North Carolina but raised in Brooklyn, and today he was honored in Bedford-Stuyvesant.
With a flourish of drums, the sign for Max Roach Way was unveiled in Bed-Stuy. Renowned percussionist Warren Smith played with Roach.
You know, I learned how to be a percussionist and I learned how to be a band leader just from watching the way he operated with and treated all of us.
Mayor Adams helped do the honors. He says music and rhythm, great unifiers.
Each time we heard the beat, it allows us an opportunity of that reconnection that we need.
The celebration continued with young people learning the craft. In Brooklyn, Juliet Papa, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Today is Juneteenth. Since 2021, a federal holiday commemorating the news that 250,000 slaves in Texas had been freed by the Emancipation Proclamation 2 years earlier in 1863. Here in the city, various celebrations are taking place.
Come on, help me sing!
Deborah Cox, who is currently starring in The Wiz, belted out her hits as the Broadway League honored Felicia Rashad, who grew up in Houston, Texas.
And Juneteenth resonates.
Commemorating the emancipation of enslaved people in Galveston on June 19, 1865.
It was a time of celebration of family, community, fun. And that's what I see today.
A few blocks south on 42nd Street, artists mark the day by conveying the Black experience through paintings. Cam S. Art was using the colors of the African flag.
I use the color yellow, you know, to represent the sun, freedom. The green represent like the grass, and the red represent like the struggles, the blood and tears.
Marla Diamond, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Times Square.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.